standing in the possibility of a dream like Mayfield and me. What I know I never knew before, when I opened my heart, I opened up to explore.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. And I wanted to tell you that tonight is a very special evening because we are going to dare to take a step beyond the here and now. In mid-March, I went on a cruise to 2012, and there were wonderful presenters on the cruise. It was hosted by Dana Brinkley. One of the people on the cruise is a fabulous woman who now has become a close friend, and her name is Antonia Lau. She is a celebrity psychic. She lives in California. And she has agreed to come on the show tonight. And we are going to make this a call-in show after we chat a little bit so that you can call in and ask your questions. Antonia, good evening.
How are you, Elizabeth? Antonia Lau, I'm glad to be here.
Oh, I'm glad to have you. And so just let's talk about how you got into serving the people the way you do. It's very special what you do.
Well, thank you very much for saying it was wonderful to make your acquaintance on the cruise. And just so the audience will know, I knew for myself that I was psychic at the age of 5. I was only the only one in my family this way. I came from a very academically based family, so this was not discussed, this subject matter. And already at 5, even though I was academically ahead of my classmates or whatever in school and all that good stuff at 6th grade and onward, I still had this psychic base at 5. I could tell that the phone would ring, who was going to be on the phone, the door would ring, who was at the door, always prior, and I would see in the dream state, even then, a major issue that would hit the family would know the next morning when the actual event happened. But it actually began because I had older brothers and sisters, Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
They were allowed to answer the phone. All of us were. We had a special way we were to answer the phone and then only to take a message. And they always would beat me to the one phone we had. And I hated that they would always, and I was little, so they would just, you know, how can big brothers and sisters push you down and push you around there. And I hated that scuffle. So I would all of a sudden sit from wherever I was playing and run up and say, the phone's going to ring and I'm going to get it. And it was so great. Because I would stand there waiting for it to ring. It would ring and all the other kids would run down the hall, the bigger kids, and they would be upset because I was already at the phone and answering and taking the message. So
that's neat. I knew I was psychic when I was about 3, and yes. I was born that way. And I am the only one in my family, and I'm one of 2 sets of identical twins.
Oh, wow.
So my twin isn't psychic, but my grandmother was. So I had her training. I was very blessed. And when I was 3, I went and put my hands around her ankle, and I said, I don't want you to break your ankle falling down the stairs, Grandma. And 3 days later, she fell down the stairs, and she only sprained it. She didn't break it. Very, very, very interesting.
You know, it's interesting you said it was you started as a child because it usually is a predisposition toward all this training, of course, in past lives.
Correct.
By 9, I was pulling adult books off the shelf because no adult would speak to me about it. I wanted to be the youngest Rosicrucian, and I could understand the material. I just didn't have the $5 to submit the fee. But, you know, we were already there, and I believe it's our past life base, of course, coming into this for the benefit of all others, not just ourselves.
Well, I do, too. Do you remember when we did the Mayan ceremony? You and I were in the first group of people, and I turned to you and I said, I know that we're from the same soul school, and there was such a kinship there.
Yes.
During that experience. And that's when I really felt like we knitted together. But isn't it funny how people get these intuitive feelings?
Yes.
And you know their past life. You just wish that you could bring the awareness forward.
Correct. And what ends up happening is for those, I believe, that are open to the training and awareness, I believe we're all reconnecting at this time, Elizabeth, A, because we promised a contract base we made prior to this life's arrival here on Erskine 101, I call it. And we promised to come at this divine timing, especially at these auspicious times today. So I believe it's, again, the same soul group. Here we are. It's a big platoon, I like to call it.
I agree. I totally agree.
So let's see you again.
I was lucky in 1987 to meet a wonderful woman. Her name is Amrita Tanandamayi. Yes. And she first started her U.S. tours here. You know her as the Hugging Saint. Yes. She'll be coming to Los Angeles in a few weeks. And we were in a little church in New York City, and there were about maybe 50 to 60 people. And she was singing and dancing. She was very young then and beautiful. And I knew she was a fully realized saint at the time. And she turned to us and she said, "I have handpicked every one of you. And I want you to know that it took lifetimes for you to be here and become my core group."
Correct.
And what an opening that was. What an awareness. It just made me feel so blessed, but it also made me realize that there had been many, I had been along the path for a long time, and of course you never want to stop once you're on it.
Correct.
Isn't that true? When did you begin your spiritual work that you wanted to work with others?
Actually, I started doing telekinesis and mind reading prior to the age between 9 and 12. Started training, actually, with telekinesis, moving objects at 11. And I knew that there was a purpose for all this, for the benefit of, I knew at 5, actually, that God would not give a little girl this kind of a gift if it wasn't for the good of others. But, Elizabeth, I had a consciousness that said it must be learned only from the right sources, nevertheless.
Oh, you're so right. You're so right. I've had many a teacher, and I went through a very bad time, Antonia, with a false teacher. So yes. I've had, you know, my gambit of teachers, but I did have the privilege of working with Louise Hay for 5 years during the AIDS crisis in the early 80s.
Oh, I had Elizabeth on my, I'm sorry, Elizabeth, I had Louise Hay on my show back when she first started her work in that time period.
Were you down at the hayrides in West Hollywood?
Actually, at the West Hollywood at Plummer Park area,
yep.
Where they had.
I was there too. We had our body tables, and they would come. Remember, and they would come on the body tables, and we would do energy work.
I believe I would get there with a Sunday. I had a dear friend that died of cancer at 33 that started going to her meetings, and I went with her to several as support. And I then had. Louise and her second in command, I think at the time, was Linda on the radio show I had long ago.
It was Linda, and also Miss Wolf. She was from Boston. Well, of course, I did New York mainly. I did, you know, down in Soho, and then of course we'd fly to California. But I was one of the first 50 people that she trained.
See, I see.
See, same soul school. What'd I tell you? So what else do you bring to your psychic realm besides your readings? Describe what you do.
Well, actually, how can I say it? Beside the readings, I am a hard and fast metaphysician and a spiritual deep researcher. And so before I started readings, you could have bet me I was going to be a doctor with even this psychic background. I thought that's the way you use it.
I can see that.
But it was past life, so I never planned to do readings, I thought. So I just started to do the research, but I'm a hard and fast skeptic and always have been. So I would research what I thought was myth so that the human, our humankind wouldn't keep on the wrong path.
Right.
And so I began with deep research, and I would not just look one place. I'm a voracious reader, not just one book. I would tell and demand of the universe that they need to show me. So, Elizabeth, anything literally that I say or espouse, I had to research for 5 or more years deeply.
Then I agree.
And then I force them to show me literally, so they put me into the situation so I can actually experience it. So
that's what would happen to me too. And you know, it's funny, Antonio, you live a lifetime. I was married to a gay man.
Yes.
My other husband died.
Yes.
I was told I had cancer.
Oh.
I had 9 pregnancies and 2 births.
Oh.
I went through a lifetime in 6 months. I lost my house. I lost my job. My husband dropped dead. Yes. And I had to move. In 5 months, I had all that. And the doctor said, "You've gone through a lifetime." Well, that was only one part of my life.
Yes.
There's so many. So you have to go through all this pre-training.
Yeah.
Before you can open and say, "Oh my goodness, there's more here than meets the eye."
Right.
I learned something. I learned that we cannot handle things with hate,
yes,
revenge,
right,
and upset. And the only other opposite thing of that is love. Let's hear Joni James tell us a little bit about love.
let there be you, and let there be me. Let there be oysters under the sea. Let there be wind and occasional rain. Chili con carne, sparkling champagne. Let there be birds to sing in the trees. Someone to bless me whenever I sneeze. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove. But first of all, please, let there be love.
We have to have love first, and I think that's what the new fifth dimension energies are bringing and putting into the hearts of people that will listen. Don't you agree, Antonia? So that's Joni James, and that's Let There Be Love. And she recorded that a while ago, and I do think that the world has been looking for love, and we all reach for it, but we don't quite understand what it is.
Very good.
We have a caller for you. Her name is Rebecca, and she's from Montana.
All right. How are you, Rebecca?
Hi. What a pleasure to speak with you. Thanks for taking my call, and I have a question, but if you think there's a higher question, be sure to interject. I'm just calling to ask. I've kind of gone in the direction with my animal communication, and I feel real wobbly with it. You know, I'm in the process of being trained. You know, I've had feedback the last... It's all been positive, but the last one I got back was very negative. And it just, I don't know, it threw me for a loop, and I just wondered what you had to say about that.
I understand and your wish to help, especially with your gift, but what I notice is it's kind of like we can all buy a car, but do we all know how to drive the car? We always have to take training. So I'm wondering how you had your base of training, because there would be protection between you, the grounding to the earth, to the higher portions of the universe, that you would do before you'd enter the connection with the animal or the owner. So if they're not in place, you may find...
Yes. Well, I've been being trained by Dr. Jerry Ryan of the CC Foundation in California. I'm up in Montana, and she comes up every once in a while. But what happened was we are kind of practicing, so we have been doing readings for people in a local pet store. So, yes. You know, we're getting people off the street. I don't know.
May I ask you a question? Are you preparing yourself before you go out the door?
Exactly.
Before you go out the door, you should know how many people are coming. You will feel it.
So would that be your advice for me, is to just spend, you know, this time just preparing?
You have to, and it has to be an everyday preparing, like Elizabeth just mentioned. Once you enter this field, you must, from that day, because if there are other forces in the universe would not like you to help others and would like to see you falter in your growth as you continue your studies. So we don't enter this work without preparation.
The minute that you start feeling that you really can do the communication is when the dark forces will come in and try to interrupt you. Don't let that be discouraging for you. Let it be a realization that you probably could have meditated that morning, could have taken a little more time preparing your inner being to receive the beautiful messages that you do, and continue on. Good luck to you, and thank you for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
Good luck, Rebecca.
And that's true. We do have to meditate every day. And I find that working your chakras is one very good way for tuning up your body. Don't you think so?
I do meditate day and night, and I stay in a state of connectedness throughout the entire day. But I've done this since 1977 with this need to connect that deeply.
Takes a long time.
In other words, what I would say or suggest to the client or the caller, Rebecca, if she's still listening to, I'm sure she is, or anyone else, I always was taught to be grounded, the tail, sending a white light into the earth by from the tailbone down, and then from the top of the head, the crown chakra, connecting a white light streaming as high and as far into the universe as you completely surround inside and out the whole body with God's white light of protection.
Right.
Into the work.
Preparing. And some people might call that the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost energies, which the Lord said he was leaving on the planet, is somewhat of what that light, white light is.
But I find some schools, Elizabeth, as you may know and be aware, they don't teach the ground of protection. They'll teach the technique without the protection or being grounded. And that allows, or that opens the person to other, how can I say it, attacks.
Dark energies. I wrote the book, Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim, Antonia? And a lot of this information is in that book. We have another caller. We have Ellen from Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
Ellen, how are you today?
I'm good, Antonia. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. I really, I've been sitting here trying to think of a question, and I'm really not sure what to ask.
Can I suggest, first of all, you might want to suggest getting it out of the head. Go right to your heart. Whatever intuitively comes to your heart, just think of the subject. And that's usually instead of the head.
Okay, I have been looking, I've been trying to find my biological family for a long time.
Yes.
And I was with my parents, my adoptive parents yesterday. And they were aware of an article in the newspaper that quoted me when I was at the New Jersey State Assembly when the vote went through about a week ago for the original birth certificates to be released to adoptees, the birthright bill.
And that was in the state of New Jersey. That's fabulous that that law passed,
yes.
Ellen.
And it still has to be signed by the governor, but we're keeping our fingers crossed. Anyway, my father made a point of telling me that he wants me to keep going with this. And I'm confused.
Oh, you...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, that probably will take any weight off of his shoulders. If he has any knowledge of it, then he's not to get blamed for keeping it from anybody. What do you think, Antonia?
What I was going to suggest is, I'm not sure many people realize this, but we all, before we are born, 2 to 3 years before a child is born, they choose the parents, mother, father, and even the family group for their soul experience. They know before they are born whether they are going to be adopted out, whether they're going to be the experience of divorce. They plan prior to birth. They get to see the mother's life and the father's life from the very beginning of the life to the end. So the soul asked for the wonderful opportunity to have this experience of adoption and to go with the second family, the biological family, for the inception or to come to earth, and perhaps needing lessons from that lineage or biological lineage or DNA, but they needed the experiences that the adoptive parents would offer. And that's a greater expanded soul that understands that. And if you look at the birth data in the evolved astrological manner, you'll find past life with both the biological parents as well as the adoptive parents. No mistakes in the universe. So
that's true.
Yes.
But I think what her concern is...
I do understand that.
I think that she wants to find her twin sister. And I think that the physical body can kind of will beyond the soul sometimes and say, yeah, that's great that I chose that, but now I'd like to find some answers here.
Now, what happens is, I wanted to make that as a base for others that might be listening that aren't aware of the adoptive or birth process as I answer the question. But it's
good.
A beautiful quality in seeking your soul, first of all, for twins. As Elizabeth is, that is a soulmate situation. We have 6 to 8 partners out of hundreds of lives. Those are soulmates. Twin flame and same soul is quite different. That's exact half of another soul. But soulmates are souls that we have a vibratory rate that is quite similar. And we join with that a particular person and we love each other so much, we come down in the same womb or in the same body at the same time. But each with a different predisposition or pattern or challenge or gifts that they would offer. Now, the problem is, it shows me that there's a possibility that you may not continue the search. It's actually, the answer I'm getting is a maybe. And that means it's something in your human side that is causing you to be cautious of this. And I'm going to tell you what I heard. It sounds like there could be a factor from past life that comes that one twin will upstage the other twin in some way or see more opportunity over the other twin. Or in other words, I'm trying to say this in a very kind way, a jealousy that may have existed from previous past life existence that may be recurring this life, but it's a clean slate each life. So you would have loved each other so much in the astral that you plan to come and teach each other something new. So when I see this, it shows me the choice to recall. And it shows me again, I'm laying it out to confirm what I'm being shown and told with a tarot. And out of 78 cards, there's only one that shows me literally the soulmate quality. And it is here. Soulmate does not mean perfect. It means there.
No, there's many different kinds of soulmates. Some of them are karmic and some of them are Saturn. Yeah.
Teacher, student, healer, healee,
right.
Karma mates, yes. So it's for soul lessons, but it comes from love. So when I see this choice here of yours and that reluctance that I'm picking up from past life, I'm going to sense that there was something perhaps that was not so great in the past life, perhaps together, that you promised to overcome in this lifetime, to look past that and learn from it as you move forward. So if I were you, I would just suggest asking the divine universe to help with the final search. And in divine timing, watch it come to pass. It does show me it brings up issues about the birth trauma or the birth experiences at that time as well. I'm being drawn into the area of the time of birth and the issues of the mother or the birth mother at that time and the trauma she went through that you felt prior to choosing her. So there are no mistakes in the universe. I like the fact that she had her reasons. You asked for this particular biological mother for whatever you wanted to experience, and now you're trying to reconnect with all that beginning stage into this life so you can move further, farther, and meet your highest potentials without the stigma that it seems to be that your human side tends to hold in this life. Does that help at all?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And one more thing that I heard, Ellen, was that your life without your twin was necessary for you to live so that you could have your own soul identity. So you are strengthening yourself. In other words, I don't know if you know about twins, but I do. Take it from me. There are a weaker twin and a stronger twin, and you had been the weaker twin, so you chose to have the adoption so that you could build your strength and inner security, and later in life, if and when you meet up with your twin, you will be able to give that to her. Very interesting.
Okay.
Good luck to you.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for calling.
Thanks to both of you. All right.
Antonia, I just think we could talk a little bit more about soulmates. I think it's a wonderful subject. A soulmate is not the romantic man on the white horse.
Thank you.
Sometimes it can be the father, and sometimes it can be a teacher. Talk a little bit about that, would you please, so we could have a lesson here?
And this is important for them to understand. I have an issue with people just saying, I want my soulmate. All relationships are chosen prior to birth for soul experience and growth. And, of course, some of the lessons you're aware, Elizabeth, aren't pretty. So what happens is a soul that has a similar vibratory rate that you both have asked to reincarnate in the same time or experience in Earth School 101 hundreds of times at this point of evolutionary standard where we are here in society. And so each soul comes back to help refine soul growth. Now, with soulmates, usually, if it's a romantic situation, what ends up happening is it has a finite time, perhaps 2 weeks, 2 years, 20.
I agree.
So what happens is one usually knows that they're the soulmate, usually the female, she tends to be more intuitive, not always, but the other would be the male, and you can't just run and say, I know you're my soulmate. Even if it was, you would scare off the other person. One holds that intuitive thought while getting to know, becoming friends in a longer relationship until the other partner finally realizes it. But it is all for soul growth, a specific lesson.
And don't you think that there's times when soulmates have so many lifetimes together that in this lifetime, even if they do meet up, they choose to have other lives with other people and not pick up on the soulmate?
That's what I mentioned earlier. We have 6 to 8 soulmates. You may
right.
have chosen 2 this life, 3 this life, 5. Especially what we notice after the 50s, everyone started to divorce because we're going through this time of change for humankind. So we have to finish up past lives with many partners. So you found divorce really going high from people staying together 40 and 50 years
mm-hmm.
to completely divorcing. And that's because they were meeting partners that they had to complete contracts with from previous lives.
Right. I know that I've had two soulmates that I've met in this lifetime besides my twin. I didn't really consider her a soulmate. We were opposites. And one of them died. We were together for 3 years. And the other one did not want to take the part of the soulmate and went on to somebody else. And it was a very interesting experience, both of them.
And people confuse soulmate with twin flame or same soul. And that's a problem. Twin flames only come when there's something big to give the world, and there is a parameter that they need too. That's usually a short life relationship. Later in the life, they have to finish all missions on their own. They meet. They automatically know. They're automatically by the universe pulled apart. They have to complete their missions, complete all previous relationships, before they will be drawn again by divine timing to meet once again for this greater mission they have, where a lot of people will be affected positively. And then they join back as one. That's quite different. And people have confused soulmate with that twin flame, same soul quality.
Right.
Those are rare, rare in life.
Very rare. We have one more caller before our break. Her name is Dorothy from Oregon.
All right. Hello, Dorothy.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
How are you, Dorothy?
I'm fine, thank you. Love the program. I have a question. I've been single for a long, long time. Am I destined for another partner? I've been kind of discouraged, and I know we're going to a paradigm shift, and I would like to go with a partner, and I was wondering if you see anything like that in my future.
You know, it's interesting you ask, and Elizabeth, if you don't mind, I wanted to say, I notice a lot of people that are aware of this paradigm shift and the earth shift, the world shift, all these qualities, they're wanting to scramble to find their mate right away to go through it together.
That's true.
What I've noticed, and I like to research everything because that hard, fast skepticism never leaves. So I found in the last 2 to 2.5 years, the universe is bringing people together, pulling other relationships apart, and it's important that they connect just prior to this. However, I don't advise anyone to look for their partner or search for. Therein lies the rub. It's like going to the supermarket and getting 5 different colas instead of someone giving you the right.
I say that all the time. You will meet your soulmate in the course of living your life.
But I see for the caller, I see that you do have another partnership opportunity coming. This is what you planned. Don't get upset now. You said it was a good plan before you were born. So what happens is, in this life you plan it, and it is a marriage-like relationship, and it is after you make a residence change that this is happening. God in the universe is making this mandate of residence change for you, and it's after you make this move. Now remember, there's a lesson where you live now, and to what I find for women, Elizabeth, you may see as well, is many times they are living lives alone to learn this independence.
Right.
Full partner, full self, before they rejoin, because some of them in past lives have a pattern of subjugating self.
Well, my favorite sentence is dependency on a man.
Thank you.
And Dorothy, when is your birthday?
Yes.
You want all of it?
Well, at least the month and the day.
Yeah, March 25th.
Okay. This is her year. Look to November, December. This is your year.
It looks like it's an introduction.
And do I have to move far away, or is it?
That's what you have to meditate on.
From one residence to another.
It's going to be faster than you think, and literally better. You'll realize it was the best thing that could have happened to you 5 years from now.
You'll work it out, Dorothy, and it will come naturally. Just let it happen. Remember, it's in the course of living your life. You're going to make the free decision to move. You're going to go, and it will be a good decision. Good luck to you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Antonia, could we please have your website?
Yes, please. My website, they can find more information about me and what I do as well. Great articles at www.inthesecretgarden.com. That's www.inthesecretgarden.com.
I'm Elizabeth Joyce, and this is Let's Find Out. My website is www.new-visions.com, and we'll be back after this commercial break.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed bi-monthly in 3 regional print editions, New England, New York, and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania and Delaware. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information to the community. Elizabeth Joyce writes the astrology column for Wisdom Magazine. Visit us at wisdommagazine.com to view our web edition. This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out. On my next show, Sunday evening, May 29th, my guests will be Malico and Alana from the Andes. Malico and Alana have created a beautiful history. They share 24 hours a day together and practice in their daily life all that they share in the world. They create conferences, workshops, individual sessions, and different dynamics, bringing to this new generation the ancient wisdom of the Andy Master Path. In the Andes, during the entire year, they receive people worldwide who participate with them in sacred journeys in the Inca and pre-Inca temples, where they work with the solar and moon initiations and different energetic activations. One of their messages is, let the mind be free and the heart open, letting the flow of the natural rhythm of our own nature, discovering our natural dance and swimming in the river of existence, permitting our souls to expand and align with our own physical temples. The retreat that they are hosting on the weekend of August 26th in Washington, New Jersey, is an offer of an evening with Malico at the fire pit. He will give us a glimpse of his ancient wisdom as Alana dances. The sacred dance that Alana does connects us with the ancient wisdom of the high priestess in ancient times, where we were communicating with the Mother Earth and the cosmos, and we were called star beings or cosmic beings, and we were in communion with the power of our Mother Nature. Malico and Alana have created a human mandala with all the participants doing an energetic exercise co-creating with sacred space of love and power. I'm sure you would love to know more about their journeys. So tune in on May 29th, 2011 at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific to hear Elizabeth Joyce interviewing Alana and Malico. It will be very, very interesting and connect us not only to our Atlantean past, but to the Incas as well as some of the Mayan traditions. Give a listen on Sunday evening, May 29th. Let's find out.
The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, better known as the BCMA, is a nonprofit association focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by combining and sharing our talents with others. The BCMA does this by providing classes, events, and monthly metaphysical lectures to keep people informed about issues that affect your health and welfare of the community. We are in our fourth year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming classes, intensives, and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful community charity. When you give service to others, you open the heart and grow spiritually. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of each month between September and June at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township, Pennsylvania. For a list of our charities, as well as our calendar of events, go to www.thebcma.net.
In this week's Metaphysical Book Corner, I'd like to share one of my personal favorites, Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By my friend, Elizabeth Joyce. Yes, there are forces, both visible and invisible, that can cause you harm if you're in a weakened psychological state. How does this happen? Well, for many of us, we're hurting, we feel sad, weak, and even betrayed, and then our energy becomes low and we forget our spiritual faith. We become vulnerable and fearful and we don't know how to stop the pain. We'll reach out to anyone or anything that professes to offer a solution. In the new millennium, we're finding that our world needs to take an entirely new look at how we care for our spiritual nature as well as our physical well-being. This book teaches you how to know when you're under psychic attack and the steps that you can take to protect yourself. Most psychic problems today are motivated by people who have no regard for human boundaries or ethics, and by becoming psychically street smart, you can defend yourself from such problems. You should always seek help with any psychic emergency. However, this book can be a great source to you because it teaches good spiritual practices for clearing away any negative energies, keeping up the housework of the soul. Then if something does overthrow you, you'll have some good strategies at hand that will help you begin to remove them. So read Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. This summer, in late August, August 26th through 28th, a summer retreat is being held at the Mount Eden Retreat House in Washington, New Jersey. This retreat is called 2012 Ascension Mastery, and it's with Elizabeth Joyce, Malachi and Alana of the Andes, and songstress Elaine Silver. You're all invited to join us on this incredible spiritual journey as we prepare for 2012 and Ascension Mastery. This retreat will consist of deep meditations, high vibrational healing sessions, group exercises to join us together, as well as individual attention to help you release your present and past life pain. Experience your vibration as it rises to its highest level. Get to know the spiritual chakras, 8 through 12, and Alana's whirling dances to promote the unity consciousness, which is the last step to prepare for on the Mayan calendar as we enter 2012. Elaine Silver's melodious voice will melt your heart as it opens wide to embrace and absorb universal consciousness and divine love. Elaine Silver sings our intro song here at Let's Find Out. Her original music alone will put you in a state of divine bliss. Malachi asks us to become a part of a new species of human beings endowed with unlimited consciousness, and he teaches this is the best time to absorb these new energies consciously. Elizabeth Joyce, in her book Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, explains how we are coming into our mastery power and shows us how. This world needs more of us to tune into the deepest needs and expressions of our soul. The new DNA strands in your soul are activating natural forces beyond current understanding. The wonderment begins upon your arrival at the Mount Eden Retreat Center in Washington, New Jersey, whose staff is dedicated to meeting your every need. You will have a spacious room for the seminar and classes, shared rooms or a private one, delicious vegetarian food, there's possible camping, and the outdoor setting to hike and explore, as well as a fireside meditation every evening. For the first time, our solar system is standing in the balance our galactic sisters have brought to us, and we can begin to tune in and experience the changes and new ways of expression this energy and love will bring. This group of international teachers are of the best and encourage us to allow the mind to be free, flowing with a natural rhythm aligning with the spiritual heart center, the 10th chakra. Discover and attain the mastery within you as you open up to your higher power, reawaken your inner talents, and move forward with certainty, strength, and accomplishment. To survive the fifth dimension waves of the coming galactic alignment and universal changes, this retreat is one not to miss. The dates of the retreat are August 26th through August 28th, 2011. For further information, contact Elizabeth Joyce at 201-934-8986. See you in August!
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Elizabeth Joyce and her guests come to you every other Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a podcast of the show will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link on the Let's Find Out page at bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, and we're back, and I have as my guest tonight Antonia Lau, who is a very well-known and beloved celebrity psychic. Antonia, tell us a little bit about how our spiritual gifts are going to be enhanced during this time, and are we truly in a time of challenge?
That's an excellent question, Elizabeth. I had, through my studies of this period of time since 1976, and I followed for 30-some years, I was taught that at the end of the 80s and again an increase at the end of the 90s, everyone's intuition would be increasing. As we got closer to that level or that vortex of energy called divine or God creator in the universe. And so I watched during my research and I found that everybody has those little intuitive hunches. So if they were at level 1, they're higher now. If they're at level 20, they're going to be exponentially higher because we are increasing in our evolutionary process as a human being. This is the sixth sense that has been dormant in many people in our current society that is being awakened. The trick is to use it properly, because we need this sixth sense to connect into that, as you stated, the fourth and fifth dimensional levels that we're now proceeding through toward, and to use them well to understand love for one another, compassion, care, concern, and get rid of the ego issues of power and domination that we've had for long since, that we've seen as humankind here on the earth.
Well, you know, I also believe that since I've been getting to receive the spiritual chakras, which is part of what I'm writing down and giving to the planet, the spiritual chakras are opening in Tony, and that's going to bring us up to higher levels, as well as open up our eighth and ninth chakras, which will give us these spiritual gifts. And in my new workbook, Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, I not only show them to you, but I tell you how to access them. Again, it's meditation and working the chakras.
Excellent.
And we have a caller for you. Her name is Emma, and she's from Atlanta.
How are you, Emma? How are you today?
Hi. It's so wonderful to talk with you.
Thank you. I'm fine.
My question is, will I ever have my own? I have a wonderful family who supported me for quite some time. I seem to be just here. I deal with a lot of depression. I believe that's what it is. I was just wondering, will I ever have my own so I can give back to myself?
I can barely make it out. You said, will I ever have, I heard some of it, the need, you find yourself
in my own.
Will you ever have your own what?
My own home, my own life.
Oh, I see. Will you ever have your independence? Is that what you mean, Emma?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Is she going to claim her independence and come into her own strength, Antonia?
I think that's excellent. And Emma, please give me your month and day of birth.
May 8th, 1956.
Okay, mine was May 1st. I'm happy to talk to another Taurian. Each one of us in a group, we're not just 12 little groups out there. We all have our own criterion for soul growth and all that. But I will suggest, you know, there is a tendency in the Taurian energy, especially female, to give time, energy, effort, and everything to everybody else but you. And you were supposed to have asked for that experience so you could learn that the priority should be, Emma, God, the universe, then Emma, then the list follows after you for everyone else. Now, it's tough because you have been, you're a soul that knows about divine love and bringing that through to the planet. However, it is love for self. You are not somebody's maid. You are a princess or queen, actually, that doesn't recognize she is one. And part of the trick to this life was you promised the divine universe you would learn that you were worthy of being loved or receiving love. The hard thing for you is to let somebody do something for you. Oh, no, I'll get it. Oh, no, I'll do it. That's the issue. Okay? So once you realize and start to receive, God and the universe will make sure that you have the experiences you ask to put you in to learn to receive from other people, not just give. So you wanted to know if you were going to find that opportunity, because you're so sensitive that you pick up on everybody else's energy. You're supposed to learn, as Elizabeth stated in her book and earlier in the show, how to protect self. I even gave a protection of the white light to do so around it, because you're picking up everybody's issues and all their, how can I say it, qualities that are harmful to you.
It's smothering her.
Correct. So you have promised the divine universe this lifetime you were going to learn how to protect self and know that self was worthy of that protection. Got it? There's two kinds of personal karma. There's harm to others or harm to self. And you come through the vein from past life of harm to self, thinking that self was not good. So selfless people, people that think less of themselves, always attract selfish people. Got it?
Yeah, got it.
Okay. And so, I'm going to add one thing, if I may. Emma, I want to tell you that this is an excellent year for you. You are in a 12-year cycle of Jupiter returning to Taurus. And I want to tell you, happy birthday. This is going to be a fabulous year, but you need to apply yourself and have the strength to move forward.
Okay. For the next 14 years, it's excellent for Taurus, finally, starting especially June. For the next 14 years. Finally.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad you're there.
And thank you for calling. Sit down and write a plan and then read it to yourself before you go to bed at night and take it inside. And your inner soul will begin to work on it, because what you visualize, you actualize. And it may take a little time, but by the full months, I think you'll be in a much better position. Good luck to you.
Elizabeth,
okay,
I think that's
thank you.
That was great. I hope Emma takes that, because at the same time you said right, I was getting ready to say it and you said it, so it's perfect.
Oh. Well, we'll have to share these things.
Perfect.
So what is coming to everyone on the planet in the next 18 months, Antonia?
In the next 18 months, I want people to be aware, firstly, of their spiritual changes, and then find in a discerning manner a group of focus or a person that will help facilitate this understanding of their spiritual side. Now, on a practical level, I know on the planet everything happens spiritually, mentally, and physically. They must learn to make sure they maintain a sense of calm as we go through these changes. And we see the planetary changes not only on the world events or the mundane events happening all around us financially, world events and crises, but we also see them geopathically on the Earth. And my problem is people are planning more for deep vacations than they are for this practical level of great change on the planet. So
I want them
to handle all three. They must work on all three. And if they have a hard time, again, your books, my information, my talks, my books, all this is, they're able to help with them to facilitate these changes. So you ask what I really see. And I know that I see, and this has again been confirmed over and over, there will be great cataclysmic change on a physical level that we asked to experience for our greater soul growth. There's a saying in Starman, man is at their best when things are at their worst. The alien that takes him. This is what it's taking us. We witness in Japan the compassion. Well, in the United States, sometimes we don't extend that kind of compassion. So we're being, like I said, if we see all the vacancies. People are learning to come together back in household with several different people. We see the
adapting and we're being more, I want to say flowing, like there's an oak tree and there's a bamboo tree. And when there's a storm, the oak tree gets hit by lightning, but the bamboo tree just bends over and lets it all pass.
That's what we have to do. Yes, like bend like the young bamboo is the key.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And again, I want people to remain calm. The sense of psychic ability is strongest, intuition is strongest when there is no fear, that we maintain a calm. So I notice the first response for people in crisis is to jump and go, you know, become shocked. We cannot move past that and move back to preparation, planning, help, and compassion.
Do you have a technique that we could use if we have a shock come to us, like losing our job or having some practical security issues? Do we have a technique that would help us keep calm?
I use a couple myself always throughout my life, and it's worked for me, and I would suggest clients of mine. I've done over 50,000 readings in my career. I stopped counting in 2002, but 50,000 plus, that's a low estimate. But what I would suggest is when we come to crises, number one, to steady the soul, we must say the word Om inside self just three times. It pops the chakras open to the vibratory rate that we need to calm the mind. And then non-verbally or verbally, if it is the environment that needs to be calmed, just three times. And then, as you suggested, if they're not able to prepare their own meditation, to accept a guided meditation I offer, I believe you offer.
Yes.
Sources, because that few minutes of calm will absolutely connect them back to the divine.
You only need 5 minutes, right? 5 or 10 minutes of calmness to change something.
That's it. And then they're able to see that perspective, receive divine information and intervention, and be able to act in a more resolute manner than they would have normally. It's the difference of running into the street wildly or standing on the sideline and waiting for some, or allowing opportunity to come to the person, or acting on an opportunity.
Take a deep breath and let your emotions subside before taking an action. And if you can do that, just breathe. Before taking action and just work it through, I think that you'll have a better response, because our future is from the decisions and actions that we take now.
Correct. Without people, they're not taught, so they're finding out this the very fast way by the experience itself. So, as you said, the calm.
Let me have, Oh, sorry. Let me have your website one more time because we're going to go into another break.
That's all right. It's www.inthesecretgarden.com. www.inthesecretgarden.com.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and my website is www.new-visions.com. And we're going to be back with more information, and we are still accepting calls, so please call in right after this message.
Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The three spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the fourth dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
Let's Find Out is looking for guests for our summer and fall shows of 2011 on bbsradio.com. This is a special opportunity for you. Do you have a life-changing product or service such as coaching, books, holistic products, workshops, animal psychics, psychic readings, or some special metaphysical talent that you would like to advertise? Here is your opportunity to be prominently presented before a worldwide loyal Let's Find Out audience. There is a fee required to be included in this exciting promotional lineup, and the proceeds enable you to be advertised all week on Let's Find Out as well as Facebook, and to receive your show archives for you to put up on your website. Let's Find Out is a life-changing show and home to many groups throughout the world. Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 1, is a live internet radio show with several worldwide affiliates. We discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, ghosts, talking to the other side, past lives, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience as well as a 6,000-plus name mailing list. Every week we promote our guests. This show is truly a great way to advertise yourself and your business. As a BBS host, we will promote you on bbsradio.com as well as Facebook. We send out an email to our extensive fan base promoting your appearance on Let's Find Out. BBS Radio will provide an archive within 24 hours after your show airs, which is free to download for you to share with your clients and participants. As a guest, you will be able to advertise on Let's Find Out when you're on the air on bbsradio.com, Station 1, Sunday evenings for 2 hours every other week, 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. And also, you will be able to advertise your appearance on your website and blog and email and invite all of your contacts. So let's hear from you. Simply send me an email to elizabeth.joyce.radio@gmail.com, and we would be happy to look at what you have to offer. Looking forward to sharing and for you being on the air. Thank you.
The X Zone is a late-night internationally syndicated radio, television, satellite, and internet talk show, which deals with a variety of subjects, but usually ones that relate to the world of the paranormal, metaphysics, and the science of parapsychology. It was created by the Canadian broadcaster Rob McConnell and first aired in 1993. The X-Zone airs 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time, and is distributed internationally by the X-Zone Broadcast Network. It is hosted by the show's creator and executive producer, Rob McConnell. The X-Zone Radio Show is located in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. The X-Zone Radio and TV Show is the only Canadian radio show that is syndicated to a truly international listening and viewing audience via conventional professional broadcasting and satellite means, not only the Internet. The X-Zone is syndicated on an international basis outside of Canada and has more than 400,000 listeners as an international audience. Listen for Elizabeth Joyce and Rob McConnell on the X-Zone at www.xzoneradiotv.com.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. This summer, in late August, August 26th through 28th, a summer retreat is being held at the Mount Eden Retreat House in Washington, New Jersey. This retreat is called 2012 Ascension Mastery, and it's with Elizabeth Joyce, Malachi and Alana of the Andes, and songstress Elaine Silver. You're all invited to join us on this incredible spiritual journey as we prepare for 2012 and Ascension Mastery. This retreat will consist of deep meditations, high vibrational healing sessions, group exercises to join us together, as well as individual attention to help you release your present and past life pain. Experience your vibration as it rises to its highest level. Get to know the spiritual chakras, 8 through 12, and Alana's whirling dances to promote the unity consciousness, which is the last step to prepare for on the Mayan calendar as we enter 2012. Elaine Silver's melodious voice will melt your heart as it opens wide to embrace and absorb universal consciousness and divine love. Elaine Silver sings our intro song here at Let's Find Out. Her original music alone will put you in a state of divine bliss. Malachi asks us to become a part of a new species of human beings endowed with unlimited consciousness, and he teaches this is the best time to absorb these new energies consciously. Elizabeth Joyce, in her book Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, explains how we are coming into our mastery power and shows us how. This world needs more of us to tune into the deepest needs and expressions of our soul. The new DNA strands in your soul are activating natural forces beyond current understanding. The wonderment begins upon your arrival at the Mount Eden Retreat Center in Washington, New Jersey, whose staff is dedicated to meeting your every need. You will have a spacious room for the seminar and classes, shared rooms or a private one, delicious vegetarian food, there's possible camping, and the outdoor setting to hike and explore, as well as a fireside meditation every evening. For the first time, our solar system is standing in the balance our galactic sisters have brought to us, and we can begin to tune in and experience the changes and new ways of expression this energy and love will bring. This group of international teachers are of the best and encourage us to allow the mind to be free, flowing with a natural rhythm aligning with the spiritual heart center, the 10th chakra. Discover and attain the mastery within you as you open up to your higher power, reawaken your inner talents, and move forward with certainty, strength, and accomplishment. To survive the fifth dimension waves of the coming galactic alignment and universal changes, this retreat is one not to miss. The dates of the retreat are August 26th through August 28th, 2011. For further information, contact Elizabeth Joyce at 201-934-8986. See you in August!
Elizabeth Joyce was born with the gift of knowledge and the gift of healing, and she has studied with some of the world's best teachers to perfect her gifts. Elizabeth believes that knowledge is the key to the soul, and she's created a teaching and informative website. The website, new-visions.com, has more than 1 million visitors since 2005, and Visions of Reality can help you guide your future by working within. Elizabeth teaches developing intuitive awareness classes, and she writes informative articles and books, as well as personal one-on-one counseling with her psychic awareness. For more than 30 years, she has worked with clients worldwide to help them reach their highest potential. She removes blocks, talks with the other side, performs regressions, and clears haunted spaces. She'll guide your finances, love life, relationships, and family life, empowering you to move forward and create a life of balance and pleasure. So visit new-visions.com for more information.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Elizabeth Joyce and her guests come to you every other Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a podcast of the show will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link on the Let's Find Out page at bbsradio.com. And now,
Let's Find Out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out, and now it's time for the Metaphysical Corner. And the book that we're recommending for you to purchase and read tonight is Cusco, the Navel of the Andean World, the Valley of the Sacred Incas. This is the place of Inca power, solar initiations, and Andean archaeoastronomy by Malaku Abalo. The sacred city of Cusco, capital of the Incan Empire, was designed by the legendary Incan Pachacuti in the physical shape of a puma. At 10,900 feet above sea level, Cusco is the heart of Tahuantinsuyo, Peru's pre-Columbian empire. Cusco today is the oldest continuously inhabited city in South America, a fascinating and colorful paradox of the past and the present. When this ancient city was Tahuantinsuyo's capital, it also must have been the biggest and most important metropolis on the continent. Pedro Sancho de la Hoz, a Spanish soldier who acted as Pizarro's secretary, wrote in 1543 that in the city were found a few thousand houses. Santiago Agurto, following relative population densities, estimates about 100,000 people for the urban zone and about 100,000 for the rural zone. That is the total population of about 200,000 inhabitants. Today, Cusco is considered the oldest living city in the American continent, with a continuous occupation of about 1,000 years until today. What is traditionally known about this Inca civilization began approximately in 1200 AD in its initial phase and later around 1400 AD in its expansive phase. One of the most difficult epochs of the city's life began in 1533 with the arrival of subsequent Spanish invasion and ethnocide. November 15, 1533, Francisco Pizarro refounded it for the Spanish king following the Spanish tradition on March 23, 1534, with the name of the title, the very noble and great city of Cusco. In 1535, Pizarro founded the new capital, Lima, that immediately gained importance and power even until today. In 1536, Manco Inca began a long and bloody war against the Spanish invaders, having a siege of 8 months over the city. Finally, in 1572, after a war that lasted 36 years, Tupac Amaru I, the last emperor of the Incan dynasty, was defeated, captured, and executed, cutting off his head in the Cusco's main square. In Cusco, we also find Santo Domingo Church, built over what was once the most magnificent temple in all of the Americas. Its courtyards were filled with life-size gold and silver representations of the flora and fauna of the empire. Pizarro's men looted the temple as part of the Incan Apátzida royal ransom, who was held prisoner in Cajamarca by the Spanish and later killed. An earthquake destroyed the Santo Domingo Church in 1950, revealing the Inca walls that were hidden or plastered over. These walls of the Temple of the Sun are some of the finest examples of Inca stonework in existence. The terrain of Cusco is steep, combining fertile inter-Andean valleys with impressive mountains that descend to the rim of the jungle, where the temperature rises and the landscape is transformed through a variety of vegetation. The city of Cusco, the ancient capital of the Incan Empire, was placed in the World Cultural History List in 1983 and is without a doubt one of the destinations if you visit Peru. There are Incan buildings waiting for you to discover among the cobblestone streets, one like the Conchacota and the place of the Inca. In addition, you can visit the picturesque neighborhood of San Blas, where the artisans in the department have set up their workshops. This magical city, Cusco, has also an exciting nightlife with cafes, restaurants, and bars for all tastes. This is a place where you can regain your spiritual power. It is above Machu Picchu and a place not to miss if you plan on going to Peru and visit Machu Picchu.
Cusco, the Valley of the Sacred Indians by Malaku Acaballo.
Pick it up. The book will give you a lot of good history and information about the sacred Inca Empire as well as the spirituality of Peru.
As I change the way I feel, and I know the presence in a real release, I am being.
And that's Elaine Silver singing her original composition of I Am in the Flow. Elaine will be joining us at the August retreat at the end of the summer. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, and my guest tonight is the renowned celebrity psychic Antonia Lau. Antonia, right. Tell me what one of your pet peeves is in psychic readings.
Oh, that's so easy for me. Okay. As a hard and fast skeptic through this field, I like a lot of proof before I believe because, like I said earlier, we've been on the wrong trail for so long. We thought the world was flat for thousands of years, too. But my pet peeve is every time I see a neon sign and a storefront gypsy or a red palm on a billboard, or signboard, drives me nuts. And unfortunately, they give you and I and others like us as professional psychics a bad name.
Well, you know, I like to talk about the false teachers, but aren't there signs, aren't there canned readings, aren't there signs that you're at with a false teacher or a false psychic?
And I think that that's the problem the population isn't educated on. They think it's real or they sense it's not, but they go along with it. So I believe those signs are indicators. A, they all say that you've been cursed. They all are going to ask you to pay some amount of money for
right.
That's astronomical for some candle that you can get it at the 99-cent store and do your own protection. But the point is with false teachers, I find it's now commercially acceptable. And since the population, 70% of the population is becoming slowly more aware, it's unfortunate that the commercializing of the false teachers, if they've got good marketing, good promo, they're out there and everybody follows them hook, line, and sinker.
And there are a lot of them that are pretty well known.
Oh,
but I think that one of the things you have to watch out for is when somebody says, I have the answers, you have to do it my way. And if you do it any other way, you're wrong.
Thank you.
I have the answers, and if you don't do it this way, you're going to come to harm. Mm-hmm. Or I have the answers, and you have to tell me, or your son is going to be hurt, or your daughter is going to be hurt, or you'll have a divorce, or whatever, those types of things.
I, in each reading with you, have free will to take the information and use it or not, your own free will. And I want people to be more discerning, especially about their teachers, because right now everybody needs a dollar. And it's not about that dollar for the known teacher or the known party or the psychic. It's about if they can feel connection. I always say, go where your heart feels guided. I also instruct my clients to get two or three from credible source readings, two or three other psychics, and if they all confirm. So I don't have a psychic competition thing.
Right.
But what's important is for the opening soul, they must use that meditative state you mentioned earlier to focus before they go on the internet, before they read the data material that is two pieces of good information filled with garbage. So they must be more discerning.
Some people will go on and they'll get a sick feeling in their stomach, but they'll blame it on themselves, Antonia. They'll say, oh, well, I've been so bad that I got this sick feeling and maybe the psychic is lifting it or something.
Correct. Or she might, exactly. And that mm-hmm. discordant energy, you know, is the vibratory rate being off or sensing that something is wrong in that environment of that person.
So we need to trust ourselves more, and we're not taught to do that. We need to trust ourselves more and trust our instincts. You know, there's logic. Here's my favorite saying. Emotions are important. Logic is important. Emotions are more important. So that's go with your inner feeling, don't you think?
I always say similar to that. Think with your heart and feel with your mind, just the opposite of the way we're taught. Very same thing, just different words.
We have a caller coming in, and then I want to talk about Alma, the living saint, who's going to be in your neighborhood first and then coming to mine. This is Teresa from Pennsylvania.
How are you, Teresa?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I have a question of, how do you perceive the human race is just going to become more spiritual with all the wars that are going on now? And, you know, the spiritual energies, the new ones, they're coming in and trying to release themselves so we can ascend.
I'm just going to suggest that even though there are wars on the history of the entire planet, 4.5 billion years, she has always been in this warlike state for much of her history, not all of it, but for much of it. And what we find now with the greater studies metaphysically is as we go forward toward the light, as all of us look more forward toward the light, what chases in the shadow is the dark. And so that's the only way the dark can become light is if we continue to move forward into the light. So what ends up happening is if you have that example in your house, if you run toward your light, anything in the dark behind you that's chasing after you will now become lighted or more aware. They, too, have to have that. But at the last pitch effort of this change, there is always a heavy incidence of dark trying to fight light. And all you have to do is if you have a love for the divine universe, God creator, and continue your forward focus and your inspiration for your brothers and sisters who might want to be inspired, that means humankind, then you will help those that might be chasing in the dark come toward the light in their own time, in their own way as well.
But sometimes, Antonio, they can be snapping at your Achilles heel, and they can be very dangerous and physically and emotionally harmful. How do you handle that?
And what I do, and I got to tell you, Elizabeth, I have had this situation my own self of a severe predatory stalking for many years, and I believe you mentioned earlier your psychic work, you had your own personal battles. And what I find is I've done research on several psychics, some 200. I found that they all had tough lives. We asked for these particular experiences prior to birth for soul development, in other words, to prove now to use the spiritual quality that we have. So, to put it in place, those factors we talked about, the ohms, the white light of protection, the incidence of being guided, opening the chakras with the right teachers, the right knowledge, absolutely raises the vibratory rate and absolutely pulls them up. Now, they're still going to be nipping at your heels, I'm telling you, but as they nip, you keep going further forward and farther. I'm going to tell you, it's the fastest way for soul growth. And the Dalai Lama says that same thing.
You right, but you have to meditate and you have to really go inside and get rid of the fear and get rid of whatever karmic attachment you have to the experience in order to go forward.
Use your spiritual tools. This is the test for those that are spiritually advancing. Now use them. It's not good enough just to talk about it. The technique must be utilized over again.
And you have to do that meditation.
We're supposed to, at the end of human life, learn to meditate 3 hours out of the day easily.
Monster. Teresa?
Yes?
Do you work your chakras? Do you know the chakras?
Yes, I do. I have a tape by Elizabeth Joyce for advancing the spiritual chakras, and I listen to it every day.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And sometimes I notice when we listen, Teresa, perhaps not in your case, but in others, sometimes we don't follow through with the instruction. If we actually follow through, as we did the first time we listen, really working it through, really being aware, it even pops the experience even higher. Instead of 10 points of experience, we get 25 and 40. So really cognizant follow through with what Elizabeth's tape or a system is saying, or any system that you follow, with all your heart and soul, not just a portion. Really be there fully. Connected.
And tonight at the end of the show, Antonia has her chakra meditation that we're going to be listening to. It's excellent.
Thank you very much.
Anything else, Teresa?
No, that was it. You answered my question. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Antonia, have you met Amici, the Holy Mother?
Haven't met her, but through you, actually, I have, perhaps in your field. I just used her spray at my studio, at my radio station, to see if I sense the difference at the station itself. I use it in my home, and I use it on board the ship. And it does make an effective difference.
Yes, it does. It came through when I was doing a workshop, and the formula came through, and it's very powerful.
Very, very much so.
She's going to be in Los Angeles as well as San Francisco, Albuquerque, Chicago, Iowa, Washington, D.C., New York, and Rhode Island. And she begins her tour on May 30th, and you can find everything out on her website, ama.org. And I do hope that you'll plan to go see her this year.
That would be wonderful if I get that opportunity. I've been doing some traveling myself, so yes, it's been wonderful.
So how can you help somebody who appears to be inconsolable? That's always been tough to me. Sometimes somebody will call up and they'll want to give the reading instead of you, and you know they're hurting so badly. What is it that you do to help with that?
Well, I was taught long ago in my studies of doing the work as a counselor in the spiritual wake that we must immediately make sure that they know that our gift is not under their control, number one. And that's a way to pin. If you're on the operating table, you can't wake up and tell the doctor how to operate. And if I find a client that's doing that, I will say that little funny statement and they'll realize, oh, I gotcha. And so they'll quiet long enough to start receiving the information that the divine is giving to us to offer to them for their use. Then at the same time, I start a reading myself by doing those protective bases with myself and the client and the area that I'm doing the reading in, whether it's by phone or by in person. And so I find that putting them in that state by breath, so I do it by a beginning breath at the very beginning, popping them into the alpha state so they're not so conscious. And immediately I find that an inconsolable person will find that alpha state and more connectedness to the divine than they're ready to receive.
That's probably very good. I want to ask you another question. When you are reading, do you find that some people are easier to connect with than others? And do you ever say, I'm not the right one for you, you really need to find somebody else?
I find for myself that I don't have that issue. I asked long ago during the work at 14, again at 20, I asked God in the universe, and then later on at 23, I continue to do it every day now since I was, I guess, 23 or so. That's many years ago. But I ask the divine to guide those souls that they have information for to the table. So I always believe that I was in total service and that I had to hone my skills continually, continue my growth, so that I could effectively hear what that, I actually see the person's guide, guardian angel. They actually put me in the person's body. They'll pull me out. Of course, I'll see it objectively. Each one of us does it differently.
But yes, that's true.
Yes, it's all wonderful, though. But I find that when I get my human side out of the way, I'm just this message bearer for their guide. And brilliant information flows, and again, their free will to apply it. And clients check back. It's amazing when they apply the information.
You know, I find that that's true too, and I sometimes I get excited. I can get emotional, and I can sound like I'm sharp or angry, and I always feel bad when that happens. And I say, you know, this isn't me, but your higher self has wanted to say this to you for a long time, and now they really feel like they have to yell because you haven't listened. But I had one experience that was interesting. A woman was here for a reading, and I gave her an excellent reading, and she knew I did.
Yes.
And she was seeing the married man. It was that kind of a syndrome. And she stood up and she said, I don't know whether I'll ever come back here or not. I know everything that you have said is true. And I don't know whether I love you or hate you, but I can't do what I'm being asked to do. I have to continue where I am.
And what I do is I detach after the reading because of that free will statement. Mm-hmm. But what I found is through the years, as you I'm sure have too, they come back and say, I'm so sorry I didn't listen, or I should have taken your advice. But they chose to go the other route or the lesser route or choice.
Right.
And then they learn from those experiences.
And that's what they have to do. We're going to have one more commercial break. I'd like you to please say your website.
It's www.inthesecretgarden.com.
And mine is www.new-visions.com, and we'll be back after these messages.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed bimonthly in three regional print editions: New England, New York, and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania and Delaware. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information to the community. Elizabeth Joyce writes the astrology column for Wisdom Magazine. Visit us at wisdommagazine.com to view our web edition.
Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The three spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the fourth dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says, if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension. How to Access the Fifth Dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, better known as the BCMA, is a nonprofit association focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by combining and sharing our talents with others. The BCMA does this by providing classes, events, and monthly metaphysical lectures to keep people informed about issues that affect your health and welfare of the community.
We are in our fourth year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming classes, intensives, and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful community charity. When you give service to others, you open the heart and grow spiritually. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of each month between September and June at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township, Pennsylvania. For a list of our charities, as well as our calendar of events, go to www.thebcma.net.
Let's Find Out is looking for guests for our summer and fall shows of 2011 on bbsradio.com. This is a special opportunity for you. Do you have a life-changing product or service such as coaching, books, holistic products, workshops, animal psychics, psychic readings, or some special metaphysical talent that you would like to advertise? Here is your opportunity to be prominently presented before a worldwide loyal Let's Find Out audience. There is a fee required to be included in this exciting promotional lineup, and the proceeds enable you to be advertised all week on Let's Find Out as well as Facebook, and to receive your show archives for you to put up on your website. Let's Find Out is a life-changing show and home to many groups throughout the world. Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 1, is a live internet radio show with several worldwide affiliates. We discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, ghosts, talking to the other side, past lives, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience as well as a 6,000-plus name mailing list. Every week we promote our guests. This show is truly a great way to advertise yourself and your business. As a BBS host, we will promote you on bbsradio.com as well as Facebook. We send out an email to our extensive fan base promoting your appearance on Let's Find Out. BBS Radio will provide an archive within 24 hours after your show airs, which is free to download for you to share with your clients and participants. As a guest, you will be able to advertise on Let's Find Out when you're on the air on bbsradio.com, Station 1, Sunday evenings for 2 hours every other week, 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. And also, you will be able to advertise your appearance on your website and blog and email and invite all of your contacts. So let's hear from you. Simply send me an email to elizabeth.joyce.radio@gmail.com, and we would be happy to look at what you have to offer. Looking forward to sharing and for you being on the air. Thank you.
Opening your spiritual chakras is the next stage of your physical body's shifting reality. Your body is now merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant, prismatic colors and dancing energy patterns will emerge. By opening your spiritual chakras and merging with your universal body, you will come together in marvelous ways, and new spiritual powers will begin to emerge into your body system. The chakras are your major energy centers, and they allow you to transform your physical body and integrate with its spiritual body to function properly in the new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these complex intertwining procedures, the spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth 4 additional chakras as soon as possible: the 8th, the 8.5, the 9th, and the 10th. These 4 new chakra centers will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physical body. The physical body will be walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the 4 spiritual chakras will transform the other 7, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Elizabeth Joyce has created a new CD to help you open your spiritual chakras. This is very valuable and is one of the primary ways needed for you to begin the ascension process and work well in the fifth dimension energies that are now coming onto the planet. In addition to the 4 spiritual chakras and the 7 regular physical chakras, there is an extra chakra, the foot chakra, or the zero chakra. This is your earth grounding center, and it is located at the balls of your feet. Above the crown chakra are 4 more numbers, 8,
10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras, which has always been a part of the energetic field, including our aura, is to enable the individual to tune into his or her inner God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the Earth in its evolution. This is a CD that you will want to have and work with on a daily basis between now and December 21st, 2012. It is available here at bbsradio.com under the Let's Find Out page, as well as Elizabeth Joyce's personal website, www.new-visions.com. Be sure to get the CD, Opening Your Spiritual Chakras, with music by Richard Schulman, so that you can advance yourself and find security in these new, wonderful fifth dimension energies. Again, that's www.new-visions.com or bbsradio.com under Let's Find Out.
This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out. On my next show, Sunday evening, May 29th, my guests will be Malico and Alana from the Andes. Malico and Alana have created a beautiful history. They share 24 hours a day together and practice in their daily life all that they share in the world. They create conferences, workshops, individual sessions, and different dynamics, bringing to this new generation the ancient wisdom of the Andy Master Path. In the Andes, during the entire year, they receive people worldwide who participate with them in sacred journeys in the Inca and pre-Inca temples, where they work with the solar and moon initiations and different energetic activations. One of their messages is, let the mind be free and the heart open, letting the flow of the natural rhythm of our own nature, discovering our natural dance and swimming in the river of existence, permitting our souls to expand and align with our own physical temples. The retreat that they are hosting on the weekend of August 26th in Washington, New Jersey, is an offer of an evening with Malico at the fire pit. He will give us a glimpse of his ancient wisdom as Alana dances. The sacred dance that Alana does connects us with the ancient wisdom of the high priestess in ancient times, where we were communicating with the Mother Earth and the cosmos, and we were called star beings or cosmic beings, and we were in communion with the power of our Mother Nature. Malico and Alana have created a human mandala with all the participants doing an energetic exercise co-creating with sacred space of love and power. I'm sure you would love to know more about their journeys. So tune in on May 29th, 2011 at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific to hear Elizabeth Joyce interviewing Alana and Malico. It will be very, very interesting and connect us not only to our Atlantean past, but to the Incas as well as some of the Mayan traditions. Give a listen on Sunday evening, May 29th. Let's find out.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Elizabeth Joyce and her guests come to you every other Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a podcast of the show will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link on the Let's Find Out page at bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce.
When you hold the world Where's the roaring of the crowd? Maybe it's the strange new atmosphere.
And that was Elizabeth Hepburn singing It's a Quiet Thing. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're approaching the end of Let's Find Out for tonight. My guest is the celebrity psychic, Antonia Lau. And Antonia, Elizabeth was singing about how realizing God and realizing your purpose is a quiet thing.
Correct. Very nice.
Talk about your upcoming calendar, and where do you travel to, and how can people find you and meet you and work with you?
Well, I'd love them to know about my teleseminar that's free, that's coming up next Saturday, the 21st of May. It will be from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, and it's regarding the 2012 and beyond prep. This is for practical prep, and they're welcome to tune in for that, and there's also a question and answer they can have at the end of that. But to help people prepare for the coming of physical events as well as the spiritual preparation that's necessary, but the physical events, because people aren't doing what's necessary. And for traveling, I'm welcome to travel anywhere anyone would have me for lectures or talks on any metaphysical topic, especially this event.
So you travel and you give metaphysical talks and readings at the location, and then you go back. That's great. Tell us how we can join that teleseminar.
You can always join by contacting or looking at my website on the at www.inthesecretgarden.com. And there's a tag on the right-hand side, one of the pages for teleseminar, the first home page. And just tap that, and it gives all the call-in information. My readings are for clients. They would just call, make an appointment, or book it through the email, and then call me or contact me at 818-381-4902, or by going through the website and sending an email at www.inthesecretgarden.com. My travel is for teaching or courses or classes or metaphysical talks or lectures, but I do the readings, or they can see my radio show Beyond the Here and Now and listen for more details about how to get a free reading on the air there.
And what station is that on?
That's at KYHY 92.5 FM out of Burbank, California, and it is worldwide.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Thank
that's
you.
Wonderful. Also, do you have a monthly newsletter, and can they sign and join your mailing list?
Actually, no, I'm doing this. We'll be doing bi-monthly or bi-weekly talks now.
Okay.
That will be approaching for the teleseminar. And they
that works. That's better than a newsletter, and it's probably easier.
Yes, it is.
Well, I know that we just made plans for you to come back in the fall, probably early September, and I am thrilled. And I want to thank you very much for joining us here on Let's Find Out. And we look forward to talking with you again. And I'm reminding the audience to prepare for their meditation, which is Color Chakra Meditation by Antonia Lau.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next, my next show, I'm going to have Alana and Malaku from Peru at the top of the Andes on the air, and that's going to be on May 29th. So don't miss it. I know it's the Memorial Day weekend, and it will be a perfect way to end your evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and Let's Find Out. We are going into the meditation. I send everybody love and light. Thank you for joining us. Good night.
Close your eyes. Take a deep breath all the way down to the abdomen. And release the breath as slowly as is humanly possible through your mouth. Again, inhale very deeply all the way down to the abdomen and expend the breath through your mouth as slowly as possible. Again, inhaling very deeply. And release the breath again as slowly as possible as you connect with God, the universe, your guide, guardian angel. See yourself covered with white light, surrounded, inside and out, with God's loving white light of protection. Picture a color in your mind. Any color. Inhale this color through your nostrils into the third eye. Release it through your heart. Now inhale that same color through your nostrils, to the third eye, into the throat chakra, and release through your heart. Inhaling again, the same color through your nostrils, up to the third eye, down through the throat chakra, into the heart, and hold the breath, hold the color in your heart. Now release the breath from your heart. Inhaling in the color again, taking it up through the nostrils to the third eye, then to the throat, down to the heart, now into the solar plexus above the navel. And exhale through the heart. Inhale that color up to the third eye, down through the throat, down through the heart, down through the solar plexus area, and into the area below the belly button. And exhale through your heart. Inhale the breath again, the color again, into the third eye, down to the throat, down to the heart, down through the solar plexus, down through the abdomen, down to the genital area, and exhale through the heart. Inhaling again the same color, up to the third eye, down through the throat, down through the heart, into the solar plexus, into the abdominal area, down to the genital area. Now slowly take the color up through the back, up the spine. Between the shoulder blades, up the neck, up into the center of the brain, up to the top and out through the top of your head. To the third eye, down to the throat, into the solar plexus, down to the abdomen, down through the genital region, back up through the spine, all the way up, all the way up, going all the way up into the mind, through the top, through the crown, and out. Inhale that same color into the third eye once again. Taking it down again through the throat. Down to the heart. Down into the solar plexus. Down into the abdominal area. Down into the genital area. Back and around up the spine slowly. Up. Keep going up the spine. Up through the shoulder blades, up the spine through the neck, up, up and all the way through and out the top of the head, connecting with God, the universe, your guide, your guardian angels. Feel the love and connection of the divine hierarchy. Feel God's love for you. Feel God's adoration for you. Feel your love for God. Feel your adoration for God, the universe, and the divine hierarchy. In your mind, ask the divine hierarchy to ease you through your life plan, your mission, your life work. See your own connection to God, the universe, yourself, and your fellow man. Ask God to help you to be all that you can be. Say to yourself, I am all that I am. Think the words OM. And again in the mind, repeat OM. And once again, OM. May you continue to keep this divine connection throughout your life.
Thank you.